Watch snippets of Miami Edison's boys' soccer games on YouTube, and you can hear the team speaking Haitian Creole during the huddles. Fans play rah-rah music with drums and horns in the stands. The school is smack dab in the middle of Little Haiti, with a student body that, in many cases, is just beginning to master English.
When I take the program over, 99% of them were like Haitian descent kids, and college was not a part of the discussion.
Gomez Lalo started coaching the boys' team there 12 years ago.
Why? Because I guess that would never introduce to them, or maybe they didn't know what is that they needed to do as an athlete if they wanted to play at a college level.
In his first year, Lalo rented a van and drove his team up to Georgia State University to give them a taste of the possibilities. They slept in a single hotel room and took part in soccer tryouts the next day. A handful even made the team with scholarship offers to match. But none was ready to leave Miami.
Well, now, you know, coach, I cannot leave because if I leave and I'm the only one here with my mom and then she has nobody else, I say, I understand that. But I say, well, if you want to help your mom that don't have anything right now, she's struggling. The best thing that you can do, move away.
Get a degree and come back. 11 years later, Lalo's in the bleachers at Little Haiti Park, watching his fellow coaches run players through drills. It's a soccer club he founded. This is where many of the Edison players stay in shape during the offseason.
Guys, go, 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 go.
Both boys and girls from Edison are headed to play college soccer out of state.
Work hard, don't cheat yourself.
But Wadline Saint-Just says leaving Miami for Wisconsin is a difficult choice.
Sometimes when I think about my mom, that I'm gonna leave her, like she have other kids, but only me, I'm the first one in the family that are going to college.
She's going to Silver Lake College in small town Wisconsin, along with her classmate Chepsen Norius. They leave in less than 2 weeks. Chepsen says it feels pretty remote from Port-de-Paix, where he lived until 2 years ago.
Like, to be honest, when I was in Haiti, I never thought I was going to have a scholarship to college for soccer. But when I came here, I'm like, I got to play soccer, because that's the only way that can get me out of my life.
All told, 14 Edison soccer players are heading to college on scholarships this year. That reflects the school's talent and, players say, a stern focus on behavior and grades. In school, players have to carry around a weekly progress report to each of their classes.
And after I got it written back to Mr. Lalo. Sometimes I got C, but it's A and B.
Edison is yet to send players to top-shelf soccer programs. But by focusing on small schools with more flexibility, Coach Lalo has carved out a niche for players who don't have immigration papers or whose English is still a work in progress. And on the field, the boys' team has quietly become a local powerhouse.
The only program here that can actually handle Miami Edison is two programs in Dade County, Runceston Everglade and Gulliver.
Both upscale private schools. In recent years, each of those schools has dealt Edison a painful loss before going on to win a state championship. Bill Daly covers high school sports for the Miami Herald. Daly says competing with those schools is no small feat.
A lot of these kids come from the traveling team programs and whatnot and you know, pretty much play year-round.
As for Edison,
you can just tell that they live, breathe soccer. They play so hard, but sometimes too hard.
What do the players say to that? Here's Chepsen Norius again.
Yeah, we got to play hungry because we know where we came from. We got to work hard so we can be something in life.
Wisconsin, watch out. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.